Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, how y'all doing? That's the doctor on my, what is the show called? Where the doctor tells him, you would have lost the weight if you'd done.
My 600 pound life.
600 pound life.
Oh, yeah. Is he on 1,000 pound sisters too?
No, I don't think he's on
that. Is that a different one?
I think it's a different one. But if you follow that doctor on Instagram, he'll make videos and he just sets the camera up in one of the exam rooms or something. And he just right up in it and he goes, "Hello, how y'all doing?" How y'all doing? Okay. This, I thought, would be a fun little conversation, or as the kids say, a convo. On the BuzzFeed, people have sent in bad celebrity encounters that they have had. And I'm going to tell you, I won't read what happened in each encounter because it's just, it's not that interesting. But you tell me whether it's surprising to you or not that somebody would have a negative encounter with these celebrities being jerks.
Okay.
All right. Number one, the Kardashians, I guess all of them, they had a negative experience with them or a bad run in with them or something. They call them worst celebrity encounters. Is that surprising or not?
No.
Yeah, because I've always heard that Kim Kardashian's really nice, but if they're including all of them, I don't think all of them seem very nice.
Yeah, and you would include Kim on that too? You wouldn't be surprised, Lindsay? Or
no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me either. They seem like a bunch of bitches to me. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I mean, they've had their moments if you watch the show. So
see, and it's not really, I don't think it's anything groundbreaking for me to tell you whether I'm surprised or not, because I don't like celebrities, especially number two, Oprah.
A bad
encounter with Oprah. I think that's probably common.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, a narcissist like Oprah. Yeah.
Wow. I am surprised by that. I figured she would be nice to everybody because she seems nice.
Hmm. I didn't read the story, but I'm guessing that the person that tried to talk to her was a masculine white man. Mm. And that's why they got the wrath of Oprah, because she doesn't like that combination.
The wrath. I felt the wrath of Oprah.
The wrath.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this one surprised me a lot. Henry Winkler.
That surprises me because he always seems so cheery.
Mm-hmm. It's all an act.
Yeah, I mean, when we interviewed him, he was probably, I would say, the nicest celebrity we've ever interviewed.
Really?
Yeah. But this said that, I did read the story on this one. This guy said when he was 12, he was a huge fan of the Fonz and Happy Days and all of that. And so he ran up to him to get an autograph, and Henry Winkler, said, "Get away," and kept walking. And then there was one of his assistants walking with him, stopped the little boy and said, "What's your address?" And he wrote his address down for her. And then the next week he got a picture that was autographed by Henry Winkler in the mail. And he said he tore it up.
I think, people are allowed to, celebrities are allowed to have a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
But Henry Winkler is just one that I get it, but he's just one that I always imagine being over the top nice.
Yeah, and to a
like
kid?
Annoyingly nice. Yeah,
to do that to a kid, get away from me. That is a weird.
Get away.
Yeah,
that seems weird.
This one was surprising too. Kenny Rogers.
I don't know much about Kenny Rogers personally. I don't know.
I don't either. I but, know his faces.
Yeah.
But then again, these are the stories that these people are telling. They could have been jerks to begin with. And they're lying about how they approached the celebrity.
Sure.
And they could have been being jerks. And then the celebrity lashed out at them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They go, he was a jerk to me.
Yeah. We're getting one side of these stories.
Right.
Or they're being dramatic. Like maybe they said, hang on a second. Give me a minute. Like they're on a call or whatever.
Yeah.
They yelled at me.
Yeah.
But I will give the benefit of the doubt to the celebrities that I like.
Right.
But the other ones like Okra, she doesn't get my benefit of the doubt. I think she's a nasty, nasty person. Vicious she-devil is what Okra is. Oh, and I know this. Madonna is on the list. Oh,
I believe that.
Uh-huh.
I do believe that one.
Trash. And this one, too. Amy Schumer.
Oh,
I've heard that. I know this story because that guy was really vocal about his interaction with her.
Yeah, I picture her just being a snot anyway, just like, ugh. Yeah. Like she's smarter than everybody else because her uncle Chuck is like that. Chuck Schumer.
Is that her uncle?
Yeah, it's her dad's brother. Can't you see the way they act? Because he's one of the, probably I would put him on the list as one of the biggest demons in America.
Oh, wow.
Chuck Schumer. Mm. I can see this one too. Pink.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Was it when she was flying through the air? She doesn't have time to take a selfie when she's soaring across the arena.
Yeah. She always seems so cool to me.
She does. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm like, screw you, Pink.
Yeah. And again, I'm guessing that maybe it was a masculine white man or a conservative of some sort that she would not be nice to. But I don't, you know, you got to, you got to just say that these are opinions, not facts. Katy Perry.
I can see it.
Really?
I could see it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, interviewed her several times. And in person once, she was nothing but nice. Even when Ace asked to see her hoots. No, he didn't really. But since he had passed, he can't sue me for saying that.
Well, that is also true.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one surprised me, too. Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Do I know Robert? I know the name. I know the name, but classic actor, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in, he's been in tons of things. Days of Thunder, you ever see that with Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that played Tom Cruise's crew chief.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, and Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
The Apostle is one of my favorite Robert Duvall movies. But it says when they were filming part of Days of Thunder that this person had a bad encounter with him.
I picture all older male celebrities to be just mean, like Sean Connery, you know, even Gene Hackman, RIP. But I just picture like them not being Jack Nicholson, like not being friendly at all when people come up to him to say hello. I don't know
why. What about, you think John Wayne was nice to fans when they approached him?
No, I don't think so. I picture them all just being kind of gruff. You know, it's just an old school way of
Walter Matthau. You imagine that he would just be a jerk.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood, all of these guys. I don't think they'd be super friendly.
I think Clint Eastwood would be nice. I imagine him being nicer than, like, say, Jack Lemmon. You remember Jack Lemmon? You know, he was so good. He was great. Yeah. He could play dramatic roles, and he could play roles where he was just drop dead funny. I mean, he was great. Yeah. And that's kind of why I picture him not suffering fools very well. You know, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then I picture somebody like Don Rickles, who's an insult comic, whose whole act is built upon him saying mean things to people, being nice if you met him.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Probably.
I bet that Frank Sinatra was an asshole.
I bet he was a jerk. Uh-huh. Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, okay. Like, he's on the list.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I picture him. He just looks pissed off all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even know that he's
And I always wonder that when he and Al Gore were roommates in college, if they ever almost came to blows or something, they're arguing with each other, they got into it. Yeah.
Whoa.
At Harvard.
Oh, you're kidding.
Either Harvard or Yale. One of those communist schools. but this one is no surprise to me at all. Bill Nye.
That he was rude to him? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's nasty. He's a mean person, in my opinion.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Okay, here's one. BJ Novak.
That's surprising.
From The Office.
Yeah.
Oh, that is surprising.
He like, seems like yeah, a sweet little like guy.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of surprising to me, too. This one was, I mean, I don't even know if I believe this because I'm so surprised by it. Tyler Perry. I picture Tyler Perry being so nice to people if they approach him and they say they like his work or whatever. If you're respectful and approach him like a normal person, if you're not, you know, yelling at him and all that.
Yeah. I know Monique doesn't think he's very nice. Oh, Monique hates his ass.
Yeah, but who likes Monique? Yeah. Nobody. Right? Didn't she make enemies with everybody?
Well, yeah. Oprah being one of them.
Mm. Well, any enemy of Oprah's should be a friend of mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe I've misunderstood this Monique.
And she's a fantastic actor. Did you ever watch Precious?
No.
She was great in that.
I didn't.
Did you ever watch Precious, TJ?
That's a good one.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Should I watch Precious?
It's heavy.
Well, I mean, and the whole point of it's all about her.
That's a terrible thing to say. you know who else is pretty good at that? Mariah Carey.
Oh, well, then I'm not watching that. Yeah, she it can't be a serious movie if Mariah Carey's got a big part in it. Was Eddie Murphy in that?
No.
Oh, he was in another movie with Precious where they were pulling off some sort of a con. I think the Alan heist. Alda was in it.
Yeah, what was that? I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Tyler Perry is on this list. I don't even know who this is. Ben Platt?
He's a Broadway singer, I think.
All right, here's one. Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, not surprised. I could see that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I could totally see that.
It's a being from Iowa, isn't it? The Iowans they're rough people.
Terrible.
They're a mean, mean bunch.
I picture Ashton Kutcher taking himself very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that where he's from, Iowa?
I think so.
Yeah. I've never met an ass from Iowa.
Never met anybody from Iowa.
Never.
Tommy Lee Jones, talking about him. And then the picture they put of him looks like he's about to eat the photographer's face off.
Yeah, he just got an angry look about him.
Now, I could see this one easily. John Elway.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever listened to any of his interviews since he's been, you know, in the front office of the Denver Broncos, yeah, he's kind of arrogant and matter of fact, and
you know that.
Yeah, and he talked crap about Tim Tebow.
I don't like that. Timmy T.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare,
Timmy Two Tone.
Although I don't like what Tim Tebow and his wife did this week.
What did they do?
They went into the Oval Office with Trump and took a picture, and they were doing the gator chomp.
Oh, really?
Well, listen.
You know, we LSU people don't take kindly to that.
No.
We pay for that Oval Office just as much as they do. Don't get in there gator chomping in my Oval Office, Tim Tebow.
Gator chomp.
Mm-hmm. Bill Murray.
That was so cute.
That's everybody's. Either people have the most wonderful experience meeting Bill Murray or the worst.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, there's some surprises on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Joel Osteen.
Stop.
No.
I was like, not my Joel.
Yeah, I'm not a Joel Osteen fan, but I don't see him being a jerk to people if they come up to him on the street or on vacation.
He's so inspirational.
Yeah. I think he'd have his bodyguards whoop the hell out of him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let me walk away, and then put a beat down on him.
He could just do a hair toss in jail, go into the eyes.
Put a successful God beat down on them.
Just do.
More Extra Funny next.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. we were just speaking about, we were speaking to the topic of... I hate that when people say speaking to something rather than about something. We were speaking to rude celebrity encounters. but we were talking about Joel Osteen, the minister, and reminded me that we have this clip today of, I'm guessing that this lady is not preaching at a mega church somewhere broadcast to the world.
Doesn't look like.
Yeah, we got some footage of her sermon, just a little piece.
You won't treat me like no side hoe. Hey, Carl, I'm loved by the best.
So, in case you need a translation, she said, you won't call me no side hoe. Because I'm loved by the best, meaning I got the Jesus loves me.
That's right.
The Jesus is the best. Nobody going to treat me like a side hoe.
Yeah.
You tell them.
I love that. You don't treat me like no side hoe. I'm loved by the best.
The best.
Hallelujah. I love it.
What an eloquent way to draw a picture of the grand love of the Jesus.
A side hoe.
Yeah. The Jesus won't ever treat you like a side hoe.
I don't think I've ever heard Jesus and a hoe in the same sentence.
Nope. Isn't that crazy? I love it.
Love it. Yeah.
I mean, is that a crazy person or just a low IQ person?
I would say low IQ because she's got a point.
It's not the analogy I would pick. Yeah. But I get the point she's trying to make. It's just done very crudely.
Yeah.
You could do it without saying side hoe. You could talk about, you could express the love that God has for you or the love you have for God without using side hoe.
Yeah.
So is it low IQ or just, I don't know, just classless?
Maybe just not well read. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh. But I can't wait to put that next time I'm asked to pray publicly somewhere. I'm gonna use the side hoe line.
Yeah, please.
Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Number one, you're the number one love, and you don't treat us like a side hoe.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
Thank you.
They better not let me speak at a graduation ceremony. I'm throwing that in.
100%. Somebody in the caption said, or in the comments said, this is what happens when somebody, when my friend puts me on hold on the phone and they call me. You ain't going to treat me like no side hoe. I'm hanging up on you.
I love that.
Don't put me on hold. I'm your friend.
I mean, you know, she's not going to let you treat her any old way because what you think doesn't matter. She's loved by the best.
Yeah.
Still love that one we had the other day where the woman gets up at the funeral and she's about to sing and they say, no.
It's like, oh, they don't want me to. If she wouldn't have whispered that, it would have been not as funny.
Oh, they don't.
But she knew.
And she didn't even hesitate. Mm-hmm. As soon as she said, oh, they don't want me to, the whoever she was talking to must have said, she's like bolted.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gone.
Let me get out of here.
I used to go to a church, a Methodist church, and the associate pastor was a woman. Now, I know in the Bible it says that women are not supposed to be the leaders of the church, but the Methodists, they don't they don't pay attention to that part of the Bible.
Okay.
And I, you know, she was fine, but she wasn't. And that's what I never understand about people who go into the ministry that aren't comfortable speaking in front of a crowd. I don't, that should be the number one thing. The number one thing should be that you're good at moving a crowd with speech. Right. The number two thing should be that you're living the life that you're preaching such a good message to. And then, you know, the Jesus and you know, the Lord's word and all that. But the first thing, if you're going to be a preacher, is to be able to confidently speak in front of people. Well, she wasn't. And anytime she had to preach, her voice cracked. She just was not, you know, with it.
Oh.
And she was nervous.
Yeah.
But she was a great singer. So in order to get through the sermon, she had to rely on what she was comfortable with. And then she would just, in the middle of the sermon, say, it's just like the song, this song says, and then she would just start singing some song that has the message that she wanted to have in her sermon.
Okay.
Oh.
It wasn't a fix. It wasn't a good fix. Okay. No, because it was just like all of a sudden you start singing a cappella. And because, you know, you say, well, this would be better said in song.
Oh, dear.
Like when you're in the middle of the sermon where you're supposed to be boom, 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 hitting the points and all of that.
She'd do the whole song.
It's hard.
Yeah, she would do, you know, all the verses.
Yeah, it's hard to follow, like, what she's saying.
It's like she's in a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Wicked.
Right.
Church version.
It's like all of a sudden you start singing your dialogue. You're like, wait a minute. Where's this coming from? Because sometimes she wouldn't even say it's best in song. She would just start singing.
Wow.
But you could see the difference in her immediately when she started singing as opposed to when she was just speaking.
Yeah, more confident that way.
She's probably not right for the job.
Because she's a woman?
No, because she's scared to speak in front of people.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
I mean,
does it?
Yeah.
Does it, Regans? Does it?
Was she a younger woman or an older woman?
Probably in her late 30s.
Okay. Yeah. Married?
She'd been in it long enough to be out of the seminary and all of that stuff. So, yeah, she was married.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, to a man that didn't love her, he would have said, hey, you gotta work on that.
Oh, God.
No,
you're a little shaky.
I'm
kidding.
Yeah. It's not working for me.
Do you sing out loud in church, Lindsay?
Yeah.
You do? Are you a good singer?
Well, I thought... with everybody, yes.
Yeah.
And I've never had any solos or anything up the front. I get crazy. They tried to make me do that when I was little.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get up in
all
church.
All the time. They'd be like, Lindsay, in the choir, step to the front and sing, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible. My parents had a big old video camera.
Well, you know, because your talent was sinful and couldn't be done in church.
Sure.
So they had to come up with something you could do in church, which was be seen. Because you can't dance. She's Baptist. She can't be dancing in church.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
You can't be twerking up there for the Lord.
Yeah, and we were Southern Baptists at that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
No twerking.
Yeah. And I wanted to be alto so bad, and they made me be...
Soprano.
Soprano.
Yeah.
And... I couldn't hang.
Yeah, I bet.
Hang with the big dogs.
I bet if you would have been singing and there were any Spanish speak people in the crowd, they would have been yelling alto.
I don't know what that means.
It means stop.
Oh. Yeah.
I just made that up.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I love that you think, like, if they had only made you an alto, you would have been, you would have dazzled them.
Yeah, you'd have been dang, well, Sandy Patty.
I wanted to be an alto. You were 7.
Oh my gosh, Sandy Patty? Stop. That brings me back.
Yeah.
I haven't heard her name in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That's what hanging around with old people like me will get you, some outdated references and conversations.
I could cry right now. I had her little cassette tape and we would sing it.
Yeah, she was top of the Christian music world.
Sandy
for a
Patty.
Long time,
Sandy Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love her. Anyway, yeah, I could sing better Riggins at alto.
You could. Okay.
Do you know the difference now? Like if you sing us a note in alto and then sing us a note in soprano.
No, I just knew that the alto was like mid, you know, not as high.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go up that high. And my music pastor would always be like, you know, hit that note. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Jeez. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Celine Dion. I'm Lindsay from Concord. Give me a break.
Yeah, I dance. Ooh.
Yeah, don't need
I remember the first time they let me dance and they wanted me to do some dance in the Christmas play. And I was older. I was maybe 13, 14. That was the first time they'd ever had anyone. I think they were evolving to more of like a laid back.
Yeah. Sinful presentation.
And the old people were still like, oh, no, well, she's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, you were probably in there shaking it to Because I Got High or something.
Yeah. Yeah, on your radio. That was on your radio station at the time.
Right.
With DJ Drew.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So when we first started working at, when we first came to Charlotte, our first radio station was called Kiss 95.1. And the night disc jockey, the cool one on the staff is on a top 40 station, used to always be the night guy. The morning show was, you know, where the, you know, most attention is, and that should, you know, usually be your, you know, your anchors of the station. Like that's you get the morning show ratings and then the rest of it goes up. But the night guy was always the cool one. Yeah. Not anymore. It's not like that anymore. But Drew, and we're still friends to this day, was our night guy, and he was the typical party, just great at what he did. And then fast forward, Drew had moved on and he was doing other things. And he think he got into real estate and he had a mobile DJ service. He started his own business and all this stuff. But when Lindsay came to work for us, and the first time we were at an event and we introduced her to Drew, you would have thought that she was meeting the dang Elvis.
Yeah.
Really?
Or you know, named Brad Pitt or somebody.
And I'm not going to lie, I still get nervous. I got nervous when you said, this is Drew. I went, oh my God. I had the biggest crush on him. And the cheerleaders at Concord High School were on the night show promoting something. I don't know. It was like the high five at night, you know, whatever they did. And I got to say the number one spot because he looked at me. He was like, Lindsay, why don't you say the number one spot? I went, me? Like me? Okay, I do. Mm. I'll marry you. Oh, my gosh, I'll marry you. I had the biggest crush on him.
And you say you still, if you see him, you get nervous?
Well, when you're referring to when you introduced me, I was still nervous at that time because I was new to radio. And I was like, oh, my God, this is my, like, crush, my high school crush.
Yeah, because the night show on a top 40 station is always a younger skew. That's why you have the countdowns and you hear the teenagers on there going, number one tonight on the High Five at Nine with Drew is Because I Got High.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, my parents recorded it. And my mom was like, now what was that song, Because I Got High? Don't worry about it, Mom. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah. I went through it.
It's not a drug reference. Don't worry.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's where the new songs get debuted on the radio station is at night. You know, they get warm up to the audience and all till it becomes a little bit familiar and then move it into the other day parts. And morning show is the last one to get a hit. It's already been a hit and old to, you know, the younger demographic by the time the morning show gets it. Because everything in the morning is supposed to be routine.
Yeah.
You don't throw anything at people that they don't know, which I never really got all that. I think that was a little thinking too much.
And I'll never forget, he was going to a club after we got off the air. And I thought, he's going to a real club, like over 21 club. Yeah. He is so cool.
And he had a cot in the radio station in an empty office that when he'd get in from his club gig, he would just go to sleep right there until just exhausted.
Wiped out.
Yeah.
Man.
I love you, Drew.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com. Check it out. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.